The area plan is an annual document required by the state. The plan outlines the expenditure of county, state, and federal funds in regards to mental health and substance abuse treatment and prevention. Doty Wilson is the director of Valley Behavioral Health, which is Summit County's contracted provider.
So the area plan actually outlines very specifically all of the services that we do provide directly in-house here in Summit County, plus all of the services that we have to provide by law, by the state, that we do not directly, we're not able to directly serve, but we outsource. So, for example, we do not have any detox services here in Summit County or inpatient. So we will also contract with providers in Salt Lake, Provo, other nearby areas.
Summit County Health Department Mental Health and Substance Abuse Coordinator Aaron Newman says that funding has decreased statewide.
So our total amount for this year that's estimated, and that's the key thing, this is estimated dollars at this point, is about $2,052,000. And that is a decrease from last year. It's a decrease of about $122,888. That decrease was a hit that the entire state of Utah took for these funds. So it was split between the 15 mental health districts across the state. That hit Summit County a little harder because we're a standalone mental health district. We're not like Bear River, where we have Box Elder, Cache, Richland County all combined. But Doty and her team are doing some great work on how do we mitigate that loss of funds in our services, because it is tough. I mean, if you look at the numbers from 2016 to 2018, Valley's services and the number of clients increased 86% for mental health clients and 67% for substance abuse clients. That's a huge increase for anyone to have to absorb, let alone have a decrease in your state and federal funding.
Valley Behavioral Health offers a variety of services to Summit County.
We do want to serve as many clients as we can, and we want to serve them with quality care as well. And so it continues to be a challenge. We are an outpatient clinic for mental health and substance abuse services. We have 7 licensed therapists, clinicians, and then we do also offer case management services. We do have an in-house full-time APRN who is a prescriber for psychiatric medications, and a full-time RN nurse who supports her and also does medication management for clients. We do a school-based program where we offer therapy services in all of our schools, and we also are engaged out in a lot of community events and prevention department. And then we do have a small respite team that goes out and works with Medicaid families to provide respite for specific children with specific needs.
Wilson and Newman also spoke about the Summit County Mental Wellness Alliance. The Alliance is a community coalition comprised of various Summit County entities that seek to improve community awareness of mental health and substance abuse issues while increasing access to treatment within the county.
We're helping address the stigma. We're having greater awareness about these issues. So the increase, if you look at the data, I mean, 2016 is when we as a community began to really address mental health and substance abuse issues. We started bringing it out of the closet and shining a light on it. So to see that direct increase based on that, I think is a big part of it, that people aren't afraid to say, you know what, I need help. My son or daughter needs help. My spouse needs help. And then help connect them to those resources. Is that what you're saying as well?
Absolutely. And as Aaron said before, the increase is not just on the substance abuse use side. It's also on the mental health side, and even more so on the mental health side. So again, I do think it's a big reduce of stigma and people not being afraid, but wanting to get help and talk about it. And that's how we heal as a community.
For more information about the Mental Wellness Alliance, you can visit summitcountyhealth.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.